This time, we're taking a look at something super practical, making your Power BI developer resume stand out from the pack. Did you know that the national average salary for Power BI developers is over 100 grand?
The Bureau of Labor Statistics. They put the national average at a pretty impressive number, $104,916. Shows how much demand there is for people with Power BI skills.
Yeah, $100,000 is a lot of potential there. But yep. We all know, location, 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 right? Okay, so we've established there's a lot of money to be made out there. But how do you actually land one of those high-paying gigs? Well, the guide goes into detail on the skills you need to highlight on your resume. And it's not just about the technical stuff.
Yeah, you could be like a DAX superstar. But if you can't explain your insights to someone who isn't technical, your value kind of goes down. The guide really pushes the idea of data storytelling, which is a super valuable skill for any Power BI developer.
Yeah, it makes sense. So it's not just building the dashboards and reports. It's about making sure that data is actually meaningful and that other people can use it to make decisions.
Exactly. Having those technical skills is super important. That's your foundation. But being able to communicate those insights clearly, that's what really sets you apart. The guide lists out a bunch of the key hard skills, things like data modeling, SQL, and of course, DAX. But then they also go into the soft skills that hiring managers look for. Communication, teamwork, problem solving, even leadership.
So it's kind of a 1-2 punch. You need the technical skills to actually work with the data, but you also need to be able to communicate it in a way.
And when you're trying to show off those skills on your resume, the guide has some really interesting advice on how to make yours stand out. So it goes beyond just listing your skills. And it really emphasizes showcasing quantifiable achievements. Like instead of just saying you're results oriented, actually use hard numbers to back up your claims.
That's a good point. What kind of achievements could you highlight with some hard numbers? Did you improve efficiency by a certain percentage? Did you deliver a project ahead of schedule? The guide even has a concrete example. Let's say you streamlined a reporting process and it saved your company 10 hours a week. That's a quantifiable achievement that really makes an impact.
Definitely. It gives a much clearer picture of what you can do.
Yeah.
And it shows how much value you bring to the table. But backing it up with numbers makes a much stronger impression.
Okay, so we're talking about using hard numbers, but what about the language we're using?
Use more dynamic language. So instead of saying handle data analysis, you could say analyze complex data sets to identify key trends.
Okay, I'll admit, I used to kind of roll my eyes at the whole action verb thing. It seems so superficial. But the guide makes a really good case for it. Have you seen resumes that were totally transformed just by using the right action verbs?
Oh, absolutely. Using strong action verbs makes your resume so much more dynamic. It really highlights your achievements. It shows you take initiative and you're not afraid to take charge and get things done.
And the guide even suggests using like leadership-focused verbs if you're going for a management type role.
Exactly. Words like spearheaded, mobilized, or supervised, showing you can take charge and lead a team.
Okay, so we've got the skills and the achievements down, but how do you hook the hiring manager right away?
For more senior roles, a really strong portfolio with complex projects, that might be more important.
But for someone who's earlier in their career, that objective statement can really make a difference, right?
It's your first impression, your chance to grab the reader's attention right away. A good objective should clearly state your qualifications, your career goals, and why you're interested in that specific company.
The guide actually has two example objectives for Power BI developers. They both highlight relevant experience, target a specific company, and really emphasize the value they bring to the table. It's helpful to see how it all comes together.
Yeah, and what's cool is that both examples are short and to the point. They avoid these long paragraphs and just focus on the key information.
So no need to cram everything in, just the highlights to get them interested and make them want to learn more. But let's go back to those Power BI specific skills for a second. We talked about DAX a little bit earlier, but the guide really stresses how important it is to show off how much you know about DAX.
Right. DAX is data analysis expressions. It's the language that powers Power BI. It's how you create calculated columns and measures, basically all the cool stuff that turns data into insights. So showing you're good at DAX is a must.
So how do you actually do that on a resume? Do you just list DAX as a skill?
Well, you can, but the guide says you should go a step further. Think about the really complex calculations you've worked on. Maybe how you optimize DAX expressions for performance. Those are the details that show off your expertise.
So instead of just saying proficient in DAX, you might say something like, developed complex DAX measures to track key performance indicators, resulting in a 15% improvement in report efficiency.
That's so much more impactful. It shows the value you bring to a potential employer. Think about the challenges Power BI developers face. Maybe you had to clean up a really messy data set or pull data from a bunch of different sources.
Those are definitely good things to highlight. You know what's funny? I used to think resumes were all about listing every single thing you've done.
But it's more about curating your experience, highlighting the stuff that's most relevant to the role and company you're applying to.
Yeah, it's like putting together a puzzle.
And when you put those pieces together right, you get this really compelling picture. That shows what makes you unique and valuable.
Speaking of unique, the guide also talks about how important it is to tailor your resume to each company you're applying to. It's not just a one-size-fits-all thing.
Understand what they need and highlight the skills and experience that match their requirements.
Yeah, it's like you're speaking directly to them and showing them you're the perfect person for the job.
Exactly. That kind of personal touch can make a huge difference.
So for everyone listening who's a Power BI developer, this Resume Genius Guide has been really insightful. We found some surprising things about earning potential and that mix of hard and soft skills you need, and how important it is to showcase those quantifiable achievements.
Definitely, we dug into all the details of making your resume stand out.
Using those strong action verbs and tailoring it for each company. We even talked about the resume objective and whether it's really necessary or not, depending on your experience and what you're going for. So here's a question for you to think about. Now that you've heard all these tips, what's one thing you're going to change on your resume to make it really stand out?
Good luck out there.